listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
To spank or not to spank? Parents can't avoid the question when it comes to disciplining their child. I'm Jared Wadley. In this podcast, University of Michigan expert Andrew Grogan Kaler offers insights into corporal punishment, which has been associated with high levels of antisocial behavior.
I think there are a couple reasons that disciplining children sparks such heated conversation. One is that the relationships that we have with our children are some of the most intense emotionally and some of the most important relationships we have. So anything we say about our children is going to provoke some intense conversation. I think also corporal punishment and disciplining children are ways of thinking about what kind of adults do we want our children to become. And that touches upon some very deep-seated values that people have. It's worth remembering that we're a little bit out of place in a global conversation. A number of countries, particularly in Europe, have banned corporal punishment, and I think particularly of the Scandinavian countries. Also, the United Nations just commissioned a violence study on violence against children, and the independent expert who led that violence study came out very strongly against corporal punishment. So we have a national conversation that provokes a lot of debate, but I often feel like that national conversation is a little bit out of step and a little bit behind the global conversation about this issue.
Grogan Kaler says parents should use nonviolent strategies, such as talking and listening to their child. This effort, however, won't be easy. It can be time-consuming and requires patience.
My research stands in consensus with a lot of other research in this area. There's a very strong consensus, first of all, that physical punishment is not the way to go. And so that's probably actually where the best research is. What do we do that's more positive? There is ground to cover there in terms of research. I think what is being suggested are probably two things. I think there's some room to think that timeout is an effective and useful and positive strategy. So giving children, if they misbehave, giving them some time out, some time away from the conflict or stimulus, some time to think through their actions, how they might behave better in the future, what the consequences of their actions might have been. The second thing, something that I find very exciting and new in the research, is an idea that when the household is more of a intellectually stimulating or cognitively stimulating environment, children's behavior improves. So if we talk to children, talk to them regularly, frequently, in sophisticated ways, we ask them about their feelings, what they're afraid of, what they want to happen in their day. My research and some other emerging research that I'm reading suggest that those kinds of conversations are met with improvements in behavior.
Nonviolent discipline leads to long-term success, while spanking often results in short-term compliance.
Physical punishment for some children is going to be effective in the short term. It's going to buy you short-term compliance in terms of the next couple hours or possibly the next couple of days. What my research has really focused on is the long-term process, and I think that's where some of these strategies that are harder, that I think require more patience and more forbearance on the part of the parent, come into play. The long-term outcomes of physical punishment, the research is very clear, the long-term outcomes are not good. The long-term outcomes of some of these other strategies, you know, taking time to talk to your kids, listen to them, give them opportunities to take some time out, the long-term outcomes of those kinds of parenting practices are very promising.
Parents should create an intellectually stimulating environment to encourage good behavior by their child.
It's talking to kids, it's reading to children, it's trying to involve them in other opportunities like music, it's having friends coming in and out of the house, other adults in the neighborhood or community engaging with kids. It's taking kids to neighborhood venues like the library or a walk in the park. It's creating an opportunity for them to stretch their brains and to have the ability to think through their own emotions and their own consequences. I'm a parent myself, and it's very difficult sometimes, but doing this research has been very helpful to me because it's convinced me that physical punishment is simply not the way to go.
Andrew Grogan Kaler is a professor in the School of Social Work.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.